Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome once again. This is Pastor Renee. Welcoming you to Time of Prayer's broadcast tonight. We have on the air with me is Pastor Harriet Adams. Praise God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. And we're just here to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the broadcast. As always, you may call us if you have any prayer requests. You may call us. Praise God. Hallelujah. For any questions, praise God. And we just want you to enjoy the broadcast tonight. Our broadcast tonight, we will be talking about giving thanks to God. Amen. We know that we're in the Thanksgiving season and the holidays are coming up, and many are praising and thanking God. But we just want to lift up the name of Jesus tonight also. So we're going to open up in prayer, and Pastor Harry is going to talk a little bit about giving thanks. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our listening audience. We pray, God, that you move by your Spirit. We thank you that they have an ear to hear and their hearts are open for your word. I thank you that it's fallen on good ground. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. I come before you with thanksgiving and praise. I thank you, Lord God, as you move by your Spirit on tonight. I thank you, Lord God, as your word has free course. I thank you for blessing those, Lord God, that are without, Lord God, those that are struggling with needs. I pray, God, hallelujah, that you move by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray and we say thank you and we say amen. Amen.
God bless. Amen. Praise God. Good evening, everyone. And I thank God for that prayer. I thank God that we're here tonight to be able to tell you truly we have a reason to be thankful. And I want to just start with 1 Chronicles 16:34. And it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. And praise God, we know that we need to give thanks to him just when you think about the goodness of the Lord. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, I know, praise God, that I have to give thanks to him just for life, health, and strength. I know it sounds redundant that, you know, that we say that, but get sick to know what health and strength will mean to you. Know that he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Praise God. So we need to know that he is good. That's why we give him thanks. When you give people, when they say give him thanks for what? Because he is good all the time. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to go to Philippians 4 and verse 6. Praise God. Don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Praise God.
Yes.
And the peace of God, which passes every thought, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Now, why should we in everything give thanks? For him to guard our heart and mind. Why? Because so many people are dying today from what? Stress. So many are sick today from stress. And God has told us, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything through prayer and supplication to make our requests known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep our hearts and minds out through Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's another reason to be thankful. That's another reason to give God thanks. Hallelujah. Because he keeps our hearts and our minds. So many, so many people are fainting in every way. I went to a young man's funeral on this week that, you know, took his own life. He didn't have, he didn't see a way. He didn't know the Lord would keep him through everything. Hallelujah. You see them that go on drugs and they look for love in all the wrong places and they haven't tried Jesus because he is there for us. Praise the Lord. He is there for us. So we should always pray and go to him and give thanks and praise him. He dwells in the praises of his people. So if we will just give him thanks and praise him through the good and the bad, hallelujah, we will make it.
Yeah.
And in Colossians, the third chapter, the 15th verse, it says to you, and let the peace of the Messiah, to which you were also called in one body, control your hearts. Be thankful. Let the message about the Messiah dwell richly among you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom and singing and songs, hymns and spiritual songs, with gratitude in your hearts to God. Give him thanks. Praise him. Father, I'm going through a rough time now, but I know that joy comes in the morning. I know, Father God, you're going to bring me through this. I don't see the good in it now, but I know all things work together for the good of them that love you. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that I love you. And I know that as I continue to speak praises on my lips, that I'm coming through victorious. Because a promise is a promise when it comes from God. Because he honors his word above his name. And I thank him today because we can count on what the Lord says. From Genesis to Revelation, we can stand on his word. We can praise him for all his goodness. Amen. So continue to be grateful unto the Lord and praise him. Let his praise be on your lips and not complaint. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't care what we're going through. In sickness, he's Jehovah Rapha. In need, he is El Shaddai. He's all sufficient. Hallelujah. In any situation and circumstance, we can depend on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, Pastor Renee.
Praise God. I was looking at the book of Luke and the 18th chapter and verses 10 to 14. And I want to read that because it talks about praise and prayer and thankfulness. Amen. And it's, verse 10 says, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a physician. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not like other men, or extorters, unjust, adulterers, or even as the publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all my possessions, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up still his eyes unto heaven, but he smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. Amen. A lot of times it was a comparison blessing. He blessed himself comparing to the next man. Amen. Hallelujah. But the next man did it with a humble heart.
praise God with humility, with repentance, with self-knowledge, hallelujah, with praise, amen, hallelujah. He was genuine, hallelujah. We can't, hallelujah, go to God any kind of way and think he'll accept it, amen. We can't be boastful, hallelujah, and pride, full of pride, amen. We have to humble ourselves and be genuinely thankful to him. Be grateful for little things. Sometimes we take for granted just the little things that we can do day by day. Just like you were saying, you know, until you've been sick, you don't know what health is. So you understand? You won't praise God the same way. Amen?
Amen.
Until you go through something, you won't understand. You know, lose your home. Even as they were going through the hurricanes, and I was watching the news tonight, the people are still going through. Praise God. Hallelujah. They don't have what they had before. Amen. Hallelujah. And we need to be grateful. We need to serve God with a grateful heart. Hallelujah. And we need to move in this time, in this hour, in compassion and be merciful one toward another. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. I know we say that he's good all the time, but he's good all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. He makes ways out of nowhere. Hallelujah. He works all, even the bad things that we think are bad, is working for our good. Amen. Hallelujah. He makes ways out of nowhere. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He's working it out. Hallelujah, for our future, and Lord, he's done it for our past. And we need to thank God, hallelujah, for every moment that we live, for the air that we breathe. It's all a gift from him. I remember, you know, when I first got saved, people used to say the alarm clock didn't wake you up. The alarm clock didn't wake you up, but God touched you with his finger of love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank God, you know, we didn't choose our DNA or what family we're born into or what relative we're connected to. But we need to love and praise God for it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got family members that, you know, you can't get along with, and around these holiday times, it seems those kind of things seem to be magnified. Pray for them. Pray one for another. Ask God to show you how. Hallelujah. Ask God to show you how to forgive, how to love like he loved. You know, he made that person. He'll show you how.
Amen.
Give God thanks. Amen. Pastor Harriet.
Praise God. Amen. And 1 Timothy 2:1-2. I exalt thee, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. We need to give thanks for America. We need to pray for those that have authority over us, whether we agree with them or not, but we agree that God is King of all kings. He's the high authority. Praise God. I remember when I was in school and I was taking paralegal, praise God, what did I have to learn? I had to learn the different authorities, praise God. I had to learn the different authorities, and I learned them. I learned them. And the highest is the Supreme Court of the United States. Well, our God is the highest authority in all the world. In all
yes,
the
he
world.
Is.
So as we come enter into his presence with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, as we bless his name, hallelujah, we can just give thanks
we can give thanks for all men and know that God is over overseeing all. I don't care how high they are. Hallelujah. The heart of every king on earth is in the hands of God. So even when yes. we're going through, we see the different things that are being proposed that we consider unfair, you know, the Black Lives Matter and all these different things. One thing about it, when we stand together in prayer and supplication and honoring our God, glory to his name, he will move on our behalf. We don't have to be anxious for anything, but in everything, you know, hallelujah, as I've already said, always pray and not faint. Then you ask the Father in my name,
yes, yes.
If he will do it. Glory
yes.
to God. So
yes.
we know when we pray according to his will that he hears us. And we pray according to his will and he hears us. We know we have the petitions we ask of him. So we can say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know you're watching over your word to perform it. I thank you, Lord, because I found the answer. I learned to pray.
Yes,
I
yes,
thank
yes,
you
yes.
that your word is a lamp to
oh,
my
yes.
feet, is a light to my pathway. I thank you that I can live by every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. I glorify
yes.
you because they cannot amend the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
They can amend many things, but they cannot amend the word of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It abides forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word is never going to pass away. You can depend on the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So give thanks for the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank God that it's forever settled in heaven. So I just give thanks tonight for him. And in Psalms 107, 21, and 22, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Hallelujah. Sometimes, so a lot of people say, well, I had a hard year, but you made it through. We're not,
yes.
even those that have went through tragedy, and I don't take it lightly for them because I have never been in floods and things that lose everything. But God is a restorer, and we're praying for the people.
Yes.
And some
yes.
of us are giving to the cause of the people. So we should still give thanks that they have their lives. They have the activity of their limbs. They have their right minds. They're in a country where they can receive help. Glory to God. So
yes.
as things continue to go, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds it. So in everything, give thanks. Hallelujah
yes.
to our wonderful
yes.
Lord and Savior.
Oh,
and
yes.
always pray for those that have authority over us. Some of the things that we feel as though is not right and what they're doing is not right, but glory to
mm-hmm.
God. We can give thanks unto God. We can pray. We have a way to God through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And he,
oh, yeah.
he is God's way to us through Jesus Christ. So we give
yeah.
thanks because God so loved the world that he gave Jesus so that he would be propitiation for our sins. Glory to God. We can come boldly right now to the throne of grace
mm-hmm.
and obtain mercy. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the veil was rent when Jesus came. Glory to God. We don't have to go to the Levitical priest anymore. We don't have to kill animals anymore. We can come
mm-hmm.
boldly to the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. So that's why we need to give thanks. We need to be thankful for who he is, hallelujah, and who we are in him. Because in him we live, we move, and have our being. So be
yes.
thankful tonight. Glory
Amen.
To God. And I come up against any depression for what you don't have. Glory to God. Think about
yes.
what we do. Think about that you have your right mind. And
yes.
if you're going through something in your mind, know that he's a mind regulator. If your heart is broken, he's a heart fixer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For
yes.
everything you need, he is good. He is good, mm-hmm. and his mercy endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
And he wants us to serve him with a grateful heart. Come in his presence with thanksgiving, thanking him for everything, knowing that God, he has called us and we haven't called ourselves. He has made us and we haven't made ourselves. He works all things out for our good. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's working it out right now. I don't care what you're going through. You may got a bad report from the doctor, but I want to introduce you to the great physician. The great physician,
hallelujah,
able all to deliver and set you free. That's able to heal every bondage. That's able to put families back together and, restore what is broken, what has fallen apart, Lord. The Lord is able to keep you. He's the keeper of your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. He looks low. Hallelujah. But he goes deep. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what you're facing today. If you would just lift your hands and praise him. If you would just lift
Amen.
Your hands and give him thanks. If you would just lift your hands and give him the glory. If you would just open your mouth and sing songs
yes.
unto him. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, because he's worthy of the praise. Watch him
yes.
move. Watch him bless
glory
you.
Glory to God.
Take him in advance for it. Watch him. Get to do what you can't do. Some things, hallelujah, we can do for ourselves. Oh, God, but God handles his own business, and he'll take
yes.
care of you. Oh, glory to God. He saw the Egyptians that were the Israelites in bondage. He saw and heard their cry. Hallelujah. He heard, hallelujah, them crying up to him, praise God. He heard their, and he knew their afflictions, and he told Moses, he said, I'm sending you to go, praise God, hallelujah, because I heard
hallelujah.
The cries of my people. Hallelujah, God is the same today, hallelujah, just like he was yesterday. He'll hear your cry and pity your groan, amen. Hallelujah, we get tired of you going through when he gets tired, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, he'll come to the rescue.
Praise God.
Nothing's too hard for him. Nothing's
Amen.
Impossible for him. Trust
Amen.
Him and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledging him in all your ways so he can direct your path. Hallelujah. Don't be, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, well, I could do it myself or it ain't going to work no way, praise God. Trust God. This time, I am asking you to trust God.
Hallelujah.
To give it to him. To lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Open up your heart. Hallelujah. To what God wants to do in you and through you. Amen.
Amen.
It's not
Amen.
Hard to do. It's not hard to do. Hallelujah. I know you're listening out there. Glory to
Glory
God.
To
Hallelujah.
God.
You may say, well, I've been going through a lot. Hallelujah. Jesus saw it all.
Yes,
he saw
did.
It all. Oh, glory to God. He's calling you tonight to his throne of grace. Won't you come?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
easy.
You, Lord.
Open up your heart and say yes. Say yes. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you.
Glory.
God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, glory to God.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
And Jonah 2:9. And Jonah 2:9. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving.
Thank
that
you,
which
Jesus.
I have vowed. I will pay salvation. I will pay salvation is from the Lord. I have vowed I will pay salvation is from the Lord. The sacrifice to you, Lord, of thanksgiving, hallelujah, for your goodness, Jonah 1 and 2. I'm sorry, it's Jonah 2 and 9.
praise God. And in Psalms 28 and 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exalts, and with my song, I shall thank him. Hallelujah. Because he loves us to praise him in song, in dance, or in meditation, in prayer. Hallelujah. It's nothing like meeting with our Lord and Savior. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for raising me up this morning. Thank you for allowing me to be able to take care of my needs, my personal hygiene, to get my day started, to go in and decide on a breakfast that is pleasing to the vessel, Lord God, that I might continue to do your will and work your destiny. I am just grateful. I'm grateful to you. And in Psalms 104, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Because he made us in his image to commune with him and to bless his name. Hallelujah. That's what our God did. He made us in his image so that he could have fellowship with us. Glory to God, so that he could keep us in his hand. And I love him, that we are the only creation that he created in his image. And that for nothing more, we need to give thanks to the Lord for that. From Genesis to Revelation, he is good.
Amen.
God is so good and merciful to us. He forgives us 7 times 70 a day. Praise God. When we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
He doesn't hold things against us like we hold against each other. Praise God. Walking around with unforgiveness and can't get through a prayer because we're so ungrateful to our God that we cannot recognize that we are blessed and highly favored. Glory, 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 glory to the Lamb. Father, I pray right now for all those that are listening, that they will evaluate their spirit man and make sure, God, that is lining up to just not take you for granted, but to don't be presumptuous, but to give you thanks. Hallelujah. Even when we can't see the other side of through, we know there's a blessing on the other side. So, Father, help us not to be anxious, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, make our requests known unto you. And the peace of God that passes all understanding keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. I love that scripture. Hallelujah. And I'm also thankful. Many are our plans. Many are the plans of man. But it's the plan of God that's going to prevail. So, Father God, let us reverence you and line up with your word that's a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Help us to line up to fulfill your will to the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, we could be here all day just giving you thanks, hallelujah, today, hallelujah, for keeping our families when we drive back and forth on the road, that we are not in an accident. And if some people that get in an accident, they're not hurt. Just so many things, and those that are hurt can be recuperated. God, we cannot question their act that you allow because you're sovereign. You do, God. You said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. It's the thief that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. You know, a lot of times I sit in church and I witness those that come to church. A lot of us go through different struggles to get there. And won't even praise it. My God. I pray tonight that their tongues will be loosed
that their spirit will be stirred tonight to praise him in everything.
Give thanks.
Not for everything, but he said in everything give thanks. Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Why? Because he's going to work it out for your good. Hallelujah. Everything that the enemy means for our bad, God will work it out for our good. Glory.
Yes, he will.
Lifting our hands unto our Lord right where we sit or right where we stand, all under the sound of my voice. Says, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. For Pastor Toy and Brother Rob, Lord God, and Purpose Kingdom, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, God. We thank you for another opportunity and another avenue to get your word out to the lost, to the sick, to those that have no hope. I speak live to the ones that are contemplating suicide. Live in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's joy in serving the living God. If you praise him, hallelujah, you'll be set free. Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, Pastor Benay. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come for those that are living in sorrow. Those, Lord God, hallelujah, that have loved ones that they have lost, Lord God. We pray for them. We pray, Lord God, that they will praise you. And, Lord God, understand that, Lord God, hallelujah, you work all things out for good, for their good, Lord God. I pray, God, for that mother. I pray for that family that's broken. Lord God, we pray and praise you. We give you glory. We send the spirit of the Holy Ghost to heal their minds, heal their souls, heal them where they hurt the most, and bring deliverance, Lord. We pray for that alcoholic, that mother, Lord God, hallelujah, that has that son on drugs. We call them out right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, if she would just praise you, if she would just lift you up, Lord God, you're going to move by your spirit. We send the spirit of the Holy Ghost, oh, God, hallelujah, out this broadcast, Lord God, hallelujah, to deliver, to set free, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, that you be glorified. I thank you, Lord God, for moving by your spirit. You know, many said yesterday, with family and a turkey, praise God, hallelujah. But nobody gave thanks, amen. Some may not even prayed over their food, hallelujah. But, oh, God wants you to be glorified. God wants to be glorified in all you do. God wants to get the praise. God wants to be lifted up. God wants, hallelujah, to turn that situation around. God wants to bring you out, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let him come in and do what he does best and be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We pray for
glory.
Oh, for the lost, Lord God. Have your way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, God. Have your way.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, God.
And
Lord
says,
God, turn decisions around.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord God, help them to decide to follow you.
Yeah.
To follow you. We come up against
every ungodly
force. Hallelujah.
Giving thanks unto the Father.
Yes.
Which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Yes.
Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even forgiveness of sin. First chapter 12 through 14 verse. We have redemption from darkness into the light.
He
has given us his things, the intentions of life.
where we were blind to the things of this world. We now, praise God, have been redeemed through the blood of his dear son. The blood of Christ, praise God, has set us free. The blood of Jesus has taken us out of the sinful world of darkness, Lord. Once, hallelujah, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. What do you mean by personal Savior? That he saved you just for you to be who you are in him. That we change, and when we become born again, we come be born again by what? Knowing that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. We are sons of God by adoption, but he's the only begotten Son of God. And he came down through 42 generations that we might be saved, that we would have a right to the tree of life. He is the second Adam, praise God. Glory to God. And he shed his blood on Calvary, hallelujah, so that we will be saved from our sins. Because we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity because of our first fathers, Adam and Eve. Glory to God. So we have so much to be thankful for because he so loved the world that he gave his only son that we might be saved. Oh, glory to God. So we have so much to be thankful for, not just to be saved, but to be out here telling the world that he loves them too, that they can be saved no matter what. If they'll just confess Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God, and that they receive him into their heart and confess, Lord, I'm a sinner. Hallelujah. I want to be saved. I know that you sent your son that I might have a right to be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Saved from eternal damnation. Yeah, there's a hell. Just like there's a heaven, there's a hell. But God doesn't want us to perish. He wants us to be in eternity with him. Glory to God. So help us to know today that we are saved when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior by the power of God, by the authority of God. He has sent the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost, to help lead us and guide us into all truth, to teach us about him, that we might conform to his image. And in St. John, the 17th chapter, he said, sanctify them with the truth, God. Thy word is truth, Father. Sanctify them with the truth. So I pray tonight that you will read your word of God and get revelation, knowledge, and wisdom of who you're serving. I remember when I went back to college to be a paralegal to help my daughter out. I went back. I had to learn the law. I had to learn the authority of the law and how the law works, praise God. And that's the way it is even in Christ. Even when you go to learn secular things about the world, you have to concentrate. But when you go to the kingdom of God, you got to go to the manual, which is the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, and learn of him. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Yes. You will find rest for your soul. Glory to God. So many are murdering out here and doing all kind of stuff out here, all on the internet and everywhere else. But I tell you, you need the Savior. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. And he said if you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. So there's no excuse for not knowing him in the pardon of your sins. He is the resurrection and the life. Glory to God. And as we receive him in our hearts, we will receive eternal life. And it's through Christ Jesus. He's the only door. He's the only way. You come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. Hallelujah. So accept him.
Yes.
There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And that is the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I give you glory tonight, God. I'm thankful. Glory to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Thankful to you tonight.
Yes.
Oh, yes. He's made us partakers of the inheritance. Glory to God.
Mm.
We've come to light out of darkness. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a confession for you tonight. Thank you, Father, for making me fit to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in life. Thank you for delivering me out of the authority of darkness. Thank you for transforming me into the kingdom of your dear son. My. To let the devil know that you know you're saved.
Yes.
Let him know that you know you're saved. And that I give thanks according to God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. For our leaders in our country. Praise God. Remember to pray for those that have authority over you. Glory to God. And praise him for his goodness, for his sacrifice. For give thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Let's not be so material-minded that we don't realize that God has given us every day things that money can't buy. Glory to God. Every day, he is supernaturally blessing us. So we must change our ways. Glory to God.
Amen.
And serve the whole heart. Do an inventory of ourselves and see where we should be in God. Amen. Praise God, Pastor.
Praise God. We must always give him thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Serve him with a grateful heart. A gratitude is the memory of a glad heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad for my salvation. I'm glad that he came through to save me. Hallelujah. To deliver and to set free. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day. Hallelujah. Not just one day a year. But every day we have to give him thanks. Every day we got to wake up and give him praise. Amen.
Amen.
And be thankful unto him. I just love the scriptures that you quoted. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word is rich. Hallelujah. With teachings on how to be grateful. Hallelujah. Men and women that came before us. Hallelujah. That went through, and on the other side of that through, they were grateful. What are you thanking God for, radio audience? Examine your own self. What are you thanking? What are you grateful for? Hallelujah.
Yes.
God has brought you from a mighty long way. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Be thankful and give him thanks. Because the Bible says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. This is will that you give him thanks. Hallelujah.
It's
his will that you give him thanks. Hallelujah. We're going to do our salvation prayer, Pastor Harriet. Hallelujah. There may be somebody listening out there tonight that don't know Jesus. Hallelujah. That's hurting inside. That's just looking for, hallelujah, a Savior. I want you to just lift your hands and Pastor Harriet praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As I just said, God so loved the world that he gave that you can have eternal life. He gave his son, Jesus Christ. So, Father, anyone out there that might need to recommit their lives to the Lord, or for the first time want to receive him as their Lord and Savior, just listen and agree with the prayer. Praise God, because he said, if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you'll be saved. So after I pray for you, tell someone that you have received Jesus Christ in your heart tonight,
You have prayed and you're saved, and you overcome all doubt by the word of your testimony and the blood of Jesus. So, Father God, I come tonight thanking you and praising you for our listening audience, those that might be in a backslidden condition, those just might be in a stagnant place, wherever they are tonight, God, those that never knew you. I'm asking, Lord God, tonight that they will accept you into their heart and that they will know, Lord God, that you are their Lord and Savior and you love them unconditionally. They can come just as they are, Father, to you, and you will in no wise cast them out. So, Father God, I pray tonight, and I ask everyone that agrees with this prayer to say, Lord, I thank you for being my Lord and Savior, and I'm asking you tonight, God, to come in my heart. I receive you as my Savior. I know that you are God's only begotten Son that came down through 42 generations, and you died on the cross, and you went in hell and freed them, Lord, and you ascended back to heaven, Lord God, and I'm just asking you to come into my heart and seal me until the day of redemption in Jesus' name. So if you prayed that prayer, hallelujah, you are saved. You look for a church, glory to God, that loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you need help with that, you can call the station and we can help direct you, praise God. God bless you tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You may be out there and you could call us up tonight, amen. We're here to take your calls if you need prayer or you just want to talk to us and have a question. You can call us tonight. We love to hear from you. As always, pray for the broadcast. Pray for the other men and ministers that come forth. Amen. Hallelujah. We're doing this because we love the Lord. We're doing this to lift up the name of Jesus. We're doing this, hallelujah, so that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. Amen. We want you to know that we love you. We want you to, as you approach, hallelujah, this holiday season, amen, remember to put God first. Remember to give God thanks. Remember, hallelujah, God loves you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah, and he called you with a purpose. And remember, hallelujah, to give God the glory. Amen. We have a caller on. Hallelujah. Caller.
Praise him. Before I bring the caller on, I just want to make the announcements real quick. And we're
okay.
Listening to the program Time of Prayer with Reverend
okay.
Harry Adams and Pastor Renee Donaldson. And we're broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com. And anybody that wants to call in, phone number to call in is 323-870-4174. Also, we just hope, you know, God willing and with God's blessing, you join us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. for the Turning Points with Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee, and that's at 8 p.m. And anybody who wants to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. You can hear our previous and past shows at Google Plus, iTunes, and also on Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com. And we appreciate your listenership, and, you know, we thank you for choosing us to choose your salvation. And pastors, I'm going to bring our caller on right now.
Praise God.
Hello, Reverend Renee, Harriet and Pastor Renee. How
Hello.
Are you feeling? All right. My name is Antonia Bass, and I'm do host a show called Peripheral Vision, which comes on every third Sunday at 9. But regardless, I just wanted to say I loved your prayer, and I agree with you about how we must humble our hearts. We can't get any rewards without doing, you know, the things that God will want, and I really appreciate your having the wonderful prayers that you have. You sound so sincere until I just knew I had to come on there and say, job well
praise
done.
God. Praise
so,
God.
Thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
And I love it. I will tune in again.
Praise
thank
God.
You. And who are you again?
Antonia Batts, B-A-T-T-S.
Okay.
And, I'm one of the fellow hosts from PKN. And every third Sunday night is when I come on, and I hope to bring you something that, you know, can help you find a, you know, need to be able to see what's going on out in the world and sharing it with the people so we can all survive and do well out here. So it was
amen.
Great talking to you, too, and I loved your prayers. I'm going to let you all continue to pray and, you know, give people the incentive to be able to humble themselves. So thank you, and you have a blessed night.
You too, and thank
God bless you.
It's a great encouragement. Thank you, sister.
Yes.
God bless.
Thanks. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
Be encouraged.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what we need. We need to encourage one another, and we need to thank God. Amen. Pastor Harriet. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, Pastor.
Thank God.
And we are praying all the time for fellow ministers in the gospel in whatever capacity. You know, there's many members to the body, and God said that our uniform is love. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you love one another. And I thank God for the sister that called in, and I'm asking God for unity of the body, that we will be back in unity one with another and know that God gives gifts to who he will, and that we have to honor and reverence each other and strengthen one another. And I thank God for that, because as we do, we will continue to defeat the powers of darkness. You know, we have to talk to our young people, and I'm going to talk to you about that the next time we come on. I had talked to my children on yesterday. I was with quite a few of my children and grand and great-grands yesterday. And I tell you, it was something as we were talking, and I'll share that at another time so that I can give you the whole view of what's going on with that and how God spoke to me even while I was speaking to them. But as never before, we need to pray for our young people and our parents, our young parents, as they parent these children. And unfortunately, a lot of them are doing it without the help of God. And I cannot imagine. I mean, without the help of reverencing God. They couldn't do it without God, but they're not giving him the glory for the grace he's showing to them, even though they don't honor him. So it's great to be able to have a voice and an avenue to speak and just bless the people, Pastor Vanessa.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. And we need your prayers. Pray for us, praise God, as we go forth. As we sound the alarm, as we go forth declaring his word. And as always, we thank you for tuning in to us tonight. We thank you for listening. We thank you for those that got healed tonight, those that said the sinner's prayer. We're constantly keeping you in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ask you to tune in to us until next time. This is Pastor Renee saying, God bless you. Remember to give God thanks and everything. And Pastor Harriet.
God bless you tonight. Hallelujah.
God bless. Praise God. Hallelujah. Until next time, we just thank you. Hallelujah for listening in. Amen. God bless.
Jesus bless.
He
raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me.